This week in the Civil War, in the days after Christmas, 1862, fighting continued on many fronts. In Arkansas, the Union Army of the Frontier, commanded by James Blount, attacked Confederate forces at Dripping Springs, Arkansas, and drove them through the town of Van Buren, capturing approximately 40 wagons, 4 steamers, and miscellaneous supplies. In Mississippi, Sherman's 15th Corps, advancing through the swamps and bayous, approached the Vicksburg Bluffs near the Yazoo River despite increasing numbers of Confederate defenders. In Kentucky, elements of John Hunt Morgan's Confederates captured a Union garrison at Elizabethtown and destroyed a bridge at Muldraw's Hill near Abraham Lincoln's birthplace. In Tennessee, Rosecrans' Union forces continued their slow advance at Murfreesboro. Both sides continue to push in the closing days of 1862. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.